Hey everyone, my name is Gabe and welcome back to another video. If you're here for the first couple of days on my channel, then you probably remember my two most popular videos called What is Dead Matter and Supporting Dead Matter. In those two videos, I briefly explain what the talented developers at Quantum Integrity have been working on, and I also show my support through backing their game on their website. Now, because I haven't uploaded a Dead Matter video in quite some time, I thought it would be a good idea to update everybody on what's been happening. If you would like to see direct information, you can go to the description and view their website, which shows exactly what Dead Matter includes from the developer's point of view. Getting started with the video, I wanted to explain what you will be doing in this zombie-infested world. According to their website, scavenging will be your main source of income when it comes to gathering resources. You probably will be able to loot houses, buildings, cars, and even bodies of dead survivors. Finding resources quickly is important because the weather system can hit you with deadly winters. While looting old towns, you will experience car alarms that will go off over time and cause attention to survivors and the infected. Some, if not all containers, will come with locks, and you'll have to lockpick them by completing a small minigame as shown on one of the older development vlogs. The map is massive, reaching the size of about 400 kilometers squared. This is about the size of Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands. To put this into perspective, driving at 100 miles per hour from Orlando, Florida to Jacksonville, Florida would take you about 1 hour and 30 minutes. That is roughly the distance of the map and its final development stages. This means you'll need a vehicle if you're wanting to travel and visit all the cities in Alberta. Every vehicle you see in Dead Matter will be usable, however, most of them will not be in peak condition. You'll be able to trade gear for a basic vehicle, such as an ATV from an NPC. There's no guarantee that it will be cheap. One of the most important things in the world of Dead Matter is shelter. Though it would be somewhat of a good decision to stay on your feet and move, it wouldn't hurt to have a temporary shelter. You'll be able to access and transform any building or house into your own fortress. There'll be no base building like in popular survival game Rust. You'll be able to place tents freely around the map, but that's about it. If you do manage to claim a building for yourself, it will become your safe house, protecting you from the harsh weather conditions, the undead, and even survivors if properly protected. You can barricade doors and windows the way you like it, so there will be no preset board positions. If you aren't careful, you may accidentally leave a small gap for another survivor to peek through. Any furniture that you acquire and place will have a certain amount of inventory slots for you to store items in. Some of these furniture items are listed on the website. This includes cooking instruments, crafting benches, beds, and other items featured in the development vlogs. Most survival games get boring after getting towards the end game. This is because developers focus on filling the beginning of the game and leaving the end with repetitiveness. This is not the case with Dead Matter, however. You'll be able to explore locked underground bunkers that will give you extreme gear over the ones that have not explored these underground systems. Every server will have a different layout for these bunkers since they are procedurally generated to the server-specific seat. This is if the map isn't a custom-made. These military bunkers will open an entire new way of playing, bringing in competition and exploration. Finding gear, fortifying, and exploring the bunkers aren't the only thing you can do. Hunting will include finding animals, chasing them, killing them, and harvesting their resources. Every item gathered from these animals will be useful for certain things. Farming will also be included. If you are a farming simulator fan, then this is great news for you. You'll be able to gather materials to upgrade your tools to farm faster and more efficiently. You'll have plenty of items to farm as well. Camping is also one of the best things that you can do with your friends, or if you're brave enough, you can camp by yourself. Dead Matter has tents, campfires, and the ability to roast hot dogs and marshmallows. More items to put over the fire may come as well. Controlling the size of the fire can benefit you as a player and keep the undead away. This is a good idea if you're on the run from a tribe or a clan. Dead Matter includes a system called Voice Over Internet Protocol, which is also known as VOIP. It is the same system that PUBG and Rust uses for voice interactions in the game. However, Dead Matter features a little bit more. Your voice will be projected in a 3D space. If you're outside and talking, you will sound like you are outside. If you're inside a warehouse, your voice will echo. If you are trying to talk through a wall, then players will not be able to hear you. Here's an example from one of the developers.
Hey survivors, welcome to Dead Matter Vlog 06. We hope you're enjoying our brand new voiceover IP system, which changes the way you sound based on where you're standing, and in the future, it'll also depend on what you're wearing. Masks will muffle your...
Dead Matter also includes one of the most in-depth character customization systems you'll ever see in a zombie survival game. Every part of your body can be changed, from the width between your eyes to the color of your hair. Your character is yours, and it's good that the developers are aware of that. The inventory system will be grid-based, jigsaw-styled, much like Minecraft or Rust. However, items do not take up one slot, instead, they can take many. This inventory is near, if not exactly like Unturned's inventory system. Not only that, but each item has its own characteristics like temperature and quality. It is good to know that every piece of clothing on your body will have a pocket to use. The medical system in Dead Matter will probably be one of the greatest medical systems you'll ever see in a survival game. It tracks the player's blood pressure, blood loss, bites, scratches, and broken bones. Each body part will be tracked individually. You'll also have to deal with trauma, so death won't be as easy as it is in most games. The world around you will be changing constantly. Dead Matter features an in-depth day and night cycle, decaying world, and advanced weather systems. Fences will slowly decay and holes will start to appear. Houses will become empty and cold inside, and we might even see a little bit of greenery growing inside towns. Winter is extremely important to prepare for. It can get as cold as negative 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Daylight is also affected by the cold. You will have shorter days during the winter. Weather in most games are usually just there for aesthetic purposes, or simply to fill the world with life. What Dead Matter has is much more than just aesthetics. Blinding blizzards and scorching heatwaves all play a huge part. Events are also included with the gameplay. Animals will migrate, limiting food. Medicine and ammo spawns will randomly lower, forcing you to move around constantly to find new supplies. Helicopter crashes and supply drops will happen randomly around the map. Vehicles use a physics-based driving system. This allows your friends or enemies to move around in the back of a camper while the vehicle's in motion. You'll be able to physically go inside and use spacious vehicles. Vehicle types include bicycles, ATVs, emergency vehicles, and large trucks. These vehicles can be helpful for transforming into on-road bases or hideouts. Vehicles will also have to be towed depending on the condition. There will be generators, floodlights, water, and fuel storages, and even a message sign stolen from a construction site that will enable you to input any text you'd like. Vehicle repairs also go in depth. You'll have to deal with spark plugs, glow plugs, oil filters, engine coolants, lights, batteries, brakes, turbochargers, timing belts, radiators, windshields, mufflers, and tons more. The vehicle does not require all the parts to drive, though we do recommend you have all the parts because most of them prevent a lot of negatives from happening. You will also find that gasoline will become more and more rare. You will be able to use ethanol or vegetable oil aside from the traditional diesel fuel that is seen in most driving games. Alright, so thanks a lot for watching, everyone. This took quite a few attempts because I'm sick. I've got some kind of strep throat thingy going on, so I make a lot of weird noises when I speak. So it took quite a few cuts before I got most of everything in the script done and ready to go. One thing I'd like to say, though, is Dead Matter's release date has not been announced yet, and I know, it's been like, what? Let me check here. It's been 6 months since my last video on Dead Matter, and it's been a while, trust me. They have had, the release date's coming since 2017, and it still has not come. Now, they are increasingly getting more closer. Okay, they're getting closer to the release, because if you're looking at the Dead Matter Discord and you're looking at all the things that they're showing off, clearly the game is almost done. Pre-alpha for backers. So if you guys want to check out the pre-alpha, you can go ahead and buy the $35 pack in the description below. This will grant you access to the backer cosmetics as well as the backer playtest thingy. So if you guys enjoyed the video, make sure to give it a thumbs up. If you're new here, make sure to subscribe and click the bell notification for more content. I won't necessarily be uploading Dead Matter as of right now. This is only an update video for the previous videos, so I'll be uploading other games and stuff like that. Hopefully, this gets the same amount of views as my last two Dead Matter videos. Hopefully, maybe even more, so that way I can, be part of the Dead Matter community. And yeah, so thanks a lot for watching, everyone, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.